The Minor Prophets, Chapter 12, The Light of Life. Christ, who is one with his Father, is the Son of Righteousness. What the visible sign is to the physical world, Christ is to the spiritual world. The Son gives light to the physical world, and the Son of Righteousness gives righteousness to the spiritual world. As we cannot see the Son without having its light upon us, so we cannot see Christ without having his light upon us, which is righteousness. Looking unto him, we are covered with his righteousness which shines upon us, and thus are made righteous. As the sun is a powerful disinfectant and destroyer of disease-giving germs, so the sun of righteousness destroys with his beams all that which brings disease to the soul. Unto you that fear my name shall the sun of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Sin cannot live in the sight of God, as mold cannot live in the bright sunshine. In the light of God's countenance is life, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain, and that light comes to us through Jesus, the propitiation for our sins. Thus we can look upon it and live, which no man could do were he to behold God's face. That light destroys sin, but not the sinful flesh in which it works. So then we are to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And how can we see him, and thus stand in the light of the Son of Righteousness? Simply by faith, believing his word. Faith exercised to its full extent always brings Jesus into view. By faith we may ever look and live. E.J. Wagoner.